Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, coming up in a busy next hour of the programme, when life changes in an instant, we'll hear from two people who have had serious accidents on their farms. Is multitasking ever a good idea? Dr. Harry Barry and Anne-Marie Craven give us their take. And Miguel Delaney on the tug of war in the Middle East over Lionel Messi. Now, though, exposure to fumes from wood-burning stoves, barbecues and traffic may trigger rheumatoid arthritis. This is according to new research. Dr. Laura Durkin, consultant rheumatologist and associate professor with the Royal College of Surgeons, joins me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us. So this study that I'm talking about today, it's from the University of Maryland. Tell me a little bit about it and what they've discovered.
So they have these huge population studies in the United States called NHANES, where they essentially follow people over a period of their lives, and they take blood and urine samples, and they look at these really detailed questionnaires about what people have been doing with their lives. And then they look at patterns of diseases in those people. So say their death or emerging diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and their kind of background. And they follow these people really intensively over a number of years. And then multiple kind of layers of research come out from this in terms of life exposures and the diseases that people go on to get. They're really cool population studies. I love them. And they looked at in this the people within that cohort. I think there was like 25,000 people, and there was 1,500 people who had a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis. So that's about, it's actually funny because it's a little bit overrepresented in that population, but about 1% of any population will have a diagnosis of rheumatoid. And what they found was that people who had what are called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons in their blood and urine had a higher risk of having rheumatoid arthritis. And what that essentially means is it kind of validates a lot of what we knew already. Smokers get rheumatoid arthritis, but it also means that people who are exposed to unclean air, so it's not just the smokers. And I think there's kind of a big, the kind of tabloid headline on this was that they're going to take away our barbecue and our wood-burning stove. But essentially what it says is that breathing bad air is bad for your immune system, and you will get people who get autoimmune diseases can sometimes be triggered by cigarette smoke or by environmental pathogens. Mm-hmm. And so,
are they particularly talking about people who have poor air quality indoors where they're living or where they're working?
Exactly. Yeah. And I suppose for me, so my biggest take from this is that this validates my stance about and the loads of research that's come before it on smoking being a massive trigger for rheumatoid arthritis. It increases your risk by about twice. And so that's the biggest thing. But you can also get harmful particulate matter in other areas. So people who work, say, miners who inhale silica all day long have a higher risk of rheumatoid arthritis. And people who inhale polluted and bad air do have a higher risk of getting autoimmune disease. They also get, Claire, more asthma, more COPD, more kind of lung diseases as well. And I suppose what they're what I will take from this, though, the American way of heating their houses is completely different to how Irish people heat their house. And so in America, if you have a wood-burning stove, it would generally put you in a lower socioeconomic status, because the vast majority of people certainly will be heating their house using an air conditioning type system. So I think that there probably is a little bias in this. I don't think that we need to immediately worry about pulling out our wood-burning stove. I think that the Americans who use wood-burning stoves are different to ones who don't. But what it does for me hugely is say that it is the smoke that creates the damage that causes rheumatoid arthritis. And I'm going to use this when I'm talking to my patients who have, say, a family history of rheumatoid, and they're coming to me worried about their risk of developing it. I'm going to use it when I talk to my patients who have rheumatoid to say, look, the smoking is a huge thing that's driving your disease. I'm going to really, really be pushing to get them to pull the cigarettes and the kind of bad air out of their lives.
Yeah, you mentioned something interesting there, people who have a family history of rheumatoid arthritis. Is it genetic?
So about 50%. So it's like every autoimmune disease pretty much that we have. There's a little bit of your genes, and then there's a little bit of your environmental exposure. So it's about half of it comes from your genetics. So if you have a twin who's an identical twin who has, you know, the exact same genes as you, and you were separated, say, at birth, there's about a 50% concordance with those twins. So if they've led totally different lives but have the same genes, So rheumatoid arthritis, about 50% of it is genetic, but it's not just one gene. So it's not like you can say, I got that gene from my father. You get multiple genes that contribute to the development of rheumatoid arthritis, but it's how those genes interact with your environment. So it's a genetic predisposition and then environmental stimulus feeding into that. And the environmental stimuli can be, there are things like smoking, there are things like obesity, there's other kind of factors that feed into that. So it starts out with your genes and then your life experiences kind of alter your health pathway from there.
And people who have joint pain in the hands and the feet, are you saying if you have those signs that really you should be getting checked?
Yeah, so we know that 1% of the population have rheumatoid arthritis. At least twice as many of them will be women than men. Starts off, generally speaking, with hand pain across the knuckles and a kind of a stiffness in the hands and sometimes a generalized stiffness. We know that if we get those patients to a rheumatologist early and get them on therapy, that they do phenomenally well, Claire. They continue to have normal lives. They go to work. They really do lead lives that are unburdened by disability. But we know that if we don't get them and they go on to develop chronic disabling, deforming arthritis, that associates with a massive burden of chronic disease for the patient and also for society. So I need to get those patients into a rheumatologist when they have symptoms. And I suppose the blood tests with the GP are also extremely helpful in terms of stratifying where they land on the arthritis spectrum. So blood tests like rheumatoid arthritis, CCP antibodies, GPs very commonly send these. These are really helpful for giving us kind of direction in terms of what type of arthritis people have.
So we get the message from you very clearly this morning, don't smoke.
Yes.
But given what we see in this study, would you be saying to people, watch how much barbecued, charred meat you're eating, maybe check that your indoor environment is clean and healthy?
Yeah. So like, I want people, I suppose on the flip side of this, I do not want people being cold and having miserable lives, and people who rely in particular on solid fuel to heat their houses. I'm actually going to completely ignore that in this regard, because I don't want my patients, they have Raynaud's, Claire, they have really cold peripheries. I actually need them to stay warm. So I'm not going to lecture them on the way in which they heat their house. I will say that there's loads of data that taking on very charred food is bad for your GI tract in loads of different ways. Your esophagus, other bits of your GI tract can suffer there. So I think any of us, we shouldn't be charring our food. Mm. That's not a healthy stuff to ingest. It's essentially cold, you know, we shouldn't eat it.
Okay.
But I'm going to stick with the smoking message in this paper, to be honest.
Now, World Lupus Day is today, Laura, and that is something you're also concerned about in your work, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is a topic that's very close to my heart. So this week we have World Lupus Day this week. Lupus is a chronic multi-system inflammatory disease that affects 9 times more women than men and is kind of can be much more serious in kind of non-Caucasian women. So we're seeing a huge change in the demographic that's coming into the country. And these women have massive care needs and often are kind of unrecognized on a kind of policy level. So I'm really excited about World Lupus Day, and in particular I'm excited about advocating for some of the medications that my patients don't have access to at present. So patients in Ireland, there's been a medication called belimumab, which has not been available for women with lupus. It's been around everywhere else for the last 10 years. There's other medications in the pipeline. And so I suppose from my perspective, I really do want to shine a light on these women, how well they do actually, Claire, when they're treated appropriately, but also how important it is that we treat them, because they're young, they're otherwise fit and well. And now I say women, there's loads of men in my clinic who have lupus also.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really would like them to have access to the medications that they have everywhere else.
Well, let's make a date and have you back on to talk in detail about lupus and what people can do and how they live with it. But for now, Laura, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Laura Durkin there, consultant rheumatologist. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.